Blog Talk Radio.
Discretion advised.
I know you're gonna dig this.
This is mandatory. But don't worry, you know what? You're gonna learn plenty.
Oh my God!
I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
I love strippers. Oftentimes you find them on
Dave Chris. PerfectlyHarmlessRadio.com.
Even for the internet, it's pretty shocking.
So you know you are getting the best possible information.
Dave Chris.
Oh my God.
I'm not nervous in front of them. They're my subordinates.
No, we're not.
Yes.
You are.
Dave Chris.
And I misspelled the word failure.
Hi.
Nate, my son, and Julia.
Hi.
You have to talk into the microphone. Okay. And we're on Blog Talk Radio. This is our practice show.
Yep.
And,
hi, I'm Nate.
There's a call-in number. If anybody would like to call in, you can call in directly from your computer with your microphone. Or you can call in area code 646-929-0423.
And that's from a phone.
All right, we got some rules we're gonna set down here while we start off the show. We got quite a few things to talk about, but just remember there's no fighting here and there's people that are gonna be listening, so you always have to remember that everything you say is being listened to by other people and recorded, by the way. So normally, this show is going to be on probably Friday nights and hosted by me, Dave Haynes, and Chris Garvington, a writer of note. But today it's Nathaniel Haynes, a 12-year-old graduate student, and Julia Haynes, my 8-year-old daughter. And stop breathing into the microphone. All right. So what do you guys want to talk about today?
Phones.
Phones. What? Oh, cell phone. Yeah. All right. So we came up with a list of subjects we're going to talk about that are more oriented towards Nate and Julia and stuff that they want to talk about. We're going to switch off. When somebody's talking, and you have something to say, you just turn the mic. You lean towards the microphone, and the other person will lean back, and then you don't interrupt. All right. So one of the subjects we were talking about was cell phones. As more specifically, when should kids get cell phones? All right. Other than now, you guys got any other reason? Or why do you think that you should have cell phones as a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old?
Well, I already have one because, I got a gift from my grandma. I just need to get more minutes.
All right, but still, the question remains. Now, you haven't had that cell phone working for months. Yeah, so why do you think that you should... Why do you need a cell phone?
Well, we take the bus and we walk home, and a lot of times I'm outside near my friends, and we live in a busy area with big streets and stuff, and I go over to my friend's house, who are across the big street.
Yeah.
So, I might need to call you, so you know I got there.
So, but you don't really go. You don't actually go out on the bus too much by yourself, so, how often do you think you're going to use it?
A lot.
Here,
on the weekends, probably.
Julia, what do you think? Why do you think that somebody that's your age should need a phone? You have to talk to them. You think about it now. Do many of your friends have cell phones?
Yes.
Really? How many of your friends have cell phones? Then, right, if you want, you can take the microphone out of the hole and pass it back and forth. Okay, so you think 10 of your friends have cell phones?
Only.
What are they using for? Do they use it to call their mothers and fathers?
Usually.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of texting?
Not really on their phone.
No? Because you can text, in school you can't use it, right? What's the rules in school?
Right. You have to put it in your locker.
Oh, you can't even carry it?
Yeah, you can't even carry it anymore. Everyone does. You're just actually just supposed to turn it off. You know.
Okay.
You should use a blocker.
Alright, so now it's my position. I really don't see any reason why you need cell phones, because you don't go anywhere very often by yourself. Most of the time you're with one of us, or if it's a temporary thing, you can take one of our cell phones and go. So what's the, you know, why do you think you need one?
You don't let him do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't do what anymore?
You don't let him take your phone anywhere anymore.
Well, I would. Sometimes I do. I just haven't lately. Go ahead.
I don't think I really need one that much. Like, yeah, you do give me a phone. I just want one.
Why is that?
It's cool.
Just
and it's like, you don't have to always give me your phone. So, that way I can, like, have my own phone.
Okay. All right, should we move on to our next subject? Wait, we have one listener right now.
Homework.
Oh, yeah, I put homework down because, well, I was wondering if Ms. Kalis would listen, because we had I once had Nate's teacher at our radio show on the Dave and Chris Show, which was used to be at WJJG, before she was Nate's teacher. Everybody can hear that. And we had Ms. Kalis on, and we were talking about homework because Chris had read a book about, it called A Case Against Homework, where there was somebody who said that kids really shouldn't get homework. They should do whatever they have to do in school, and they should stop giving homework out because kids should have enough time at home to just play and just be kids.
Yeah.
And so we had a long discussion. We had almost a whole show with the author and her views on why homework should be completely wiped out. And then we had a couple of teachers from Wildwood School. One was Miss Kalis, and one was from St. Mary of the Woods, who basically gave the opposite view on that kids should have more homework. This is the Dave and Chris Show, but with Nate as a fill-in host and Julia as a fill-in host. And for anybody who wants to call in, you can call in to the number on the screen, 646-929-0423. Or if you have a microphone, just click on that little button that's right there to click the talk button, and you can dial right in right from your computer. So Julia, what do you think about homework? You think you guys get too much homework?
Yeah.
Now, you're in third grade, and you think for third grade you get too much homework? I mean, I can think of 2 days in the last week where you had hardly any. So why do you think you get too much homework?
Well, we do it from bringing our big, fat math book home every day.
Yeah. You have to carry your books home because you don't like that, right?
Right.
And how much homework do you get, do you think? On average.
Like a regular day?
Like a regular day. How much homework do you think you get? How much time do you think you spend doing homework on a regular day?
Yeah, for you to do my homework, yeah. But,
An hour and a half. Nate, now Nate's in seventh grade. So how much homework do you think you get? How much time do you spend on homework?
3 hours a day.
3 hours a day. You think that's too much?
Yeah, because we're only supposed to get like an hour and a half for 2 hours of homework.
Now, you're only supposed to get an hour and a half for 2 hours of homework. What do you
that's
get early every day?
Like 60 to 70 problems and math text, and occasionally math workbook.
Uh-huh.
Lately, since we're reading Frankenstein, I have to create a vocabulary test.
Do you like Frankenstein?
Very wordy.
Very wordy?
And we have to make vocabulary tests every day for the next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
now, you seem to have fun actually doing that homework. I've seen you laughing when you're doing that. You seem kind of like that part of it.
Well, only because, like, there's not, like, specifications in how we do the test. Like, it's not like we have to make
the sentences on the test we make about the book. It can make them, like, about anything. So I like being creative and making the sentences humorous.
Okay.
I also have to read, and occasionally I have to do science, and the science project that we have to do.
Now, one of the things that I said especially in the test, or rather during the show when you were talking about homework, was that homework seems to be like kind of like a football game most of the time when I see kids doing homework, in that, yeah, the football game takes 3 hours, but there's really only an hour's worth of playing time in the game. So the rest of the time, it's other stuff going on around you. And so you don't actually spend all that time doing homework. Do you agree with that? So, I mean, basically, if you could figure out a way to remove all distractions, it probably wouldn't take you 3 hours.
Right.
And actually,
it would take me 2 hours and 9 minutes.
In America, they actually do a lot less homework than they do in other countries, like Japan.
Like China. They have, like, 4 hours of school, like, in the morning. And then they come home for lunch. Then they go back to school for, like, another, like, 4 hours. They don't get homework, but they have, like, school, like, 6 days a week, I think.
All right, we have a call. You guys want to take a call?
Sure.
All right, I don't know who it is because it just gives us the phone number, but let's see.
Hello,
how are you? Who's this?
Hi, this is Aunt Jane calling from Germany.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Aunt Jane.
How you doing?
Hi, Aunt Jane.
That's good. That's good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. What time is it in Germany?
It's 10 o'clock. A little after 10 in the evening, about quarter after 10. So it must be around quarter after 3 your time.
Yeah, yes, about 10 after 3. So how can you hear us okay on the Internet?
Yeah, Dave asked me to call in.
Are you listening on the Internet, or are you just calling in from the phone?
I'm calling special. You know what? You might tell them I can hardly hear. I've got my volume up practically full pull. And I'm not hearing too well.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to...
Oh, that's better. Oh, you're better now.
Oh, maybe he's got to sit closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
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 So how are things in Germany, Aunt Jane?
Huh?
How are things in Germany?
Hi, it's me, Aunt Jane.
Hi, this is Aunt Jane calling from Germany.
Oh, I'm good.
Hi,
how you doing?
No, Aunt Jane, are you listening to the computer? You can't listen to the computer while you're talking.
You know,
it's 10 o'clock, a little after 10 in the evening, about quarter after 10. This must be around quarter after 10.
Now I'm hearing back what I said.
Are you hearing that over the phone, or are you listening to it?
I'm calling live. I'm calling live, but now I'm hearing my own answers back. So there must be some kind of a mix-up.
I'm calling special. You know what? I can hardly hear. I've got my volume up.
Now I've got my volume real high, and I can hear. I can hear myself now, but not you.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, I don't know why that is. I think.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain amount of delay on the computer.
Yeah, there is quite a bit because I noticed it must be about at least a good minute. Hi. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, this
is a lot of fun. I wish you all the best, okay?
All right, well,
and
thanks,
I'll be
Jane.
Okay, and I'm coming in for Christmas in about 3 weeks.
Oh,
I'll see you all then.
Glad to hear you.
Bye-bye.
See you then. Bye.
See you then.
That's my Christmas present.
Okay. No. What's that? You can't hear anything right now?
Hello? Hello?
Nothing now? I mean, it sounds like we're... Everything looks like we're fine. All right, well, we're having a little bit of... All right, I just muted the host. Okay, we should be... We should be on right now, so I don't know. Let me see if I can play some a little music here. All right, there. Well, I'm sorry about that. If anybody's listening, we have a couple people listening. With the, when the phone cut out, we're still trying to. The reason I'm doing the show and with Nate is that we are doing a test show. Is they're trying to learn how the software works. The problem that I'm having is accepting phone calls. Well, that one came from Germany, and it sounded like there was some feedback and a delay. Hey, Nate, we're back to talking about homework. If you tear yourself away from the video games over there for a second.
Yeah.
We're talking about homework. And I was saying that, that what were we saying? We were saying that other people in other countries do a lot. I wish I would have asked Aunt Jane how many people in Germany or how often kids, how much homework kids get in Germany. But and right now you guys are working on a science fair project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing for your science fair project, Nate?
Whether eye color affects how well you see in the light and the dark.
And what have you seen kind of so far? What have you seen so far?
Well,
the American Southern Gentlemen's Anti-Defamation Association and WJJG would like to reassure listeners of the Dave and Chris Show that the previous comment by Dave is not representative of WJJG's position regarding Americans from the Southern states, nor is it endorsed by the ASGAA. WJJG respects listeners from south of the Mason-Dixon line and their sister wives. It would be nice if they could stop eating grits for just a split second and put down this, hey, who wrote this crap? Kill the banjo, Dave!
Listen to the Dave and Chris Show.
Homeschooling in Alabama?
Yeah, it's huge in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Just out on the farms. That way you don't have to buy the shoes.
All right, here we go.
As president of the Southern Gentlemen's Anti-Defamation League, I take umbrage at your remark, Dave.
The Dave and Chris Show, Fridays on WJJG, AM 1530.
All right. Hopefully, we're back. We're still trying to work out the bugs on the system here. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is the Dave and Chris Show with our special guest host Nate Haynes, who's hosting with me, and Julia, who's also sitting in because
Hello.
Chris couldn't be here. And we're just doing a practice show here to work out some of the bugs with the software. If you want, you can call in at 646. 929-0423 or from the push the talk button on your computer. And we're talking about homework and how much homework kids get these days and whether or not they should be getting more or less. I think they should be getting more.
I think we should be getting less. Yeah. For my math, Talon, my friend who was in eighth grade, who on the first day of school was assigned 5 or 6 projects that he had to do. He thinks that I get too much homework. And so do I.
Well, I suppose as we go on through the year, you know, you tend to get a little less homework. But the more you go along in school, you're going to get a lot more homework. So this prepares you better for it because – you know, when you become an adult and get a job, you do however much work your boss wants you to do, regardless of whether or not you're supposed to be working that late. So it's good training for you. Builds character. Nate hates the phrase, it builds character.
I'm going to destroy you. Because of that, your polls have just gone way down.
All right. Hey, should we move on to sports? The sports segment of our the Dave and Chris Show?
See.
Oh, we can come back to it. You want to talk about science? Before we leave homework, you want to talk about science fair project? All right, we talked about Nate Nate is doing whether or not your eye color affects how well you see in the dark and in the light. And Julia, why don't you? What is your science fair project? Julia's going to tell us your science fair project now. Mm. Oh, we lost both of our listeners. No, we got one back. Okay, go ahead.
If today's clouds can show tomorrow's weather.
Okay, so every day you do. Hold on to the microphone. So every day you're keeping track of what clouds you see in the sky, right?
Yep.
And and every day you see what the clouds look like in the sky, and then you track the weather the next day to see if it's oops, sorry about that. So the next day you see what the weather is and see if you can tell, right? See if there's a pattern.
A little.
And what have you seen? What have you seen so far?
Mostly rain and snow. Like 2 days ago, it was rain and snow.
And then what were the clouds before that? The day before?
It was pretty much all gray.
Okay, so
dark gray, I think.
So do you think though that the clouds the afternoon before tell you what the weather's going to be like the next day?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't nod. You have to actually speak. Mm. The people out there can't hear you nodding. Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, you know, we'll have to have you guys on once your science fair projects are done so you can talk about how
and
it turned out.
It's going to be
December 3rd is when they're due.
3rd.
So,
or
4th. 4th. They're due on the 4th. And so they don't have to come back on the show because this show, we're going to do the David Chris show generally on Friday nights.
The first, Julie. It's a Monday.
Well, then that's this coming Monday.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. We'll check.
The Monday after Thanksgiving. Well, for my science fair project, for the light test, I don't just turn on the lights so people can, like, see all the letters.
Yeah.
I flash a flashlight in their eyes for 12 seconds or 15 seconds.
Okay.
And then I pointed at the floor near the eye chart.
And then you have a regular eye chart like they have in doctor's office.
Yeah,
right?
Like with the E on the top and stuff.
Yeah.
The famous E. And for the dark, you just got to see how many you can see in the dark.
Okay.
And so far, I have seen that people with brown eyes see better in the light, or most of them see better in the light than in the dark.
Really?
Cool. But, or that some can see just as well in the light and in the dark.
Yeah.
And also that some people can see, like, with blue eyes can see better in the light. Like, the light test turns out to be better, and the dark test is just harder. But on the light test, you actually have to read all the letters as fast as you can before your eyes are not, like, get used to the darkness and then the light again.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we're going to move on now to what are we going to talk about now? We're going to talk about, we're moving on to sports. The Dave and Chris Show Sports Key with visiting sports reporter Nate and Julia. And we went to, what did we see yesterday, guys?
Memorial Park Falcons.
No, not the Oriole Park Falcons. What did we see yesterday? We saw the floor hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
At the MASC. I don't know what MASC stands. But it's our, my nephew and your cousin Nikki's championship floor hockey game, which actually turned out to be one of the most exciting sporting events I've seen in person in a couple of years.
And they won.
Right. What was the score? Did we give a little?
It was like 6-5, I think, 7-5.
talk about it a little bit.
Okay,
go ahead. What'd you see?
Well, Nikki, who I think was a forward.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like they switched a little bit.
Yeah, they switched around. But, in the first half of the game, Nikki's team, the Kings, it seemed like the game would lose.
Right. Yeah, he's on the Kings, they were on the Ducks. The Mighty.
Yes. It was the Kings versus and Nikki Tenaglia was on the Kings. So the Ducks, who were doing very well in the first half, in the second half.
It was the third period, actually. It was three periods. So
third period.
Up until the third period, they were pretty much down the whole game. And there's one center, I don't know what his name was, but he kept doing, he was doing the face-off, and then he would win every face-off. He would hit it about 3 or 4 feet away and run over there and then smack it towards the goal. And he did it like 4 or 5 times, and every time somebody got in front of him, one of his own players usually. But he did exactly the same thing, exactly the same way every time for like 5 face-offs. And the fifth time, when it was like just 2 minutes left, he scored a goal and went ahead.
It tied it up, yeah.
Did it tie it up? Okay. Hey,
yeah,
wait,
and then
I
they made another goal, and then they won like 6-5. Maybe it was 7-5. I'm not sure.
It was 6-5.
Yeah, it was 6-5.
All right, did you guys, what else did you see? How exciting was it?
It was very exciting. Like, yeah, everyone was into it like it was like a professional hockey game. It was very loud.
Yeah, it was. It was a small kind of a place. It was very small stands, so everybody was kind of crowded together. But it was
Yeah, everyone knew everyone's name too. Everyone knew all the players.
Yeah, you know, for the people who have just joined us, we have some more listeners now. This is the Dave and Chris Show on Blog Talk Radio, and. Yeah, and Chris isn't here today. We're doing some practice shows before we start really doing it. And so sitting in for Chris today is Nate and Julia, my kids. And we're talking about school and sports and trying out all the software to figure out if we're doing it right. So any more suggestions, you know, you can from the website here, you can get on the chat and send in some messages. Or you can call in and talk to us at... right at the website, just hit the push to talk button. So, we just finished the Oriole Park Falcons this season. Nate played football for the Oriole Park Falcons, the junior midgets, was it?
Yeah.
And Nate plays the defensive line. Mm-hmm. Nate plays the defensive line, and he is. What is your coach? How does your coach refer to your style of playing?
Pulling ball.
Nate is the bowling ball. He's strong and small and just blasts right through the line when he gets a chance. And Yeah. Hey, we have another phone call. You guys want to take another phone call?
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's take another phone call. Let's see who it is.
Frankie.
Hi, who's this?
Frankie.
Hi, Frankie.
Hey, Frankie's calling in. Hi, Frankie. How are you?
Hello, Frankie.
Frankie was at the game yesterday.
Yes, I was.
Yes,
and
was.
It was very good. But yeah, so Julia was there too.
Oh yeah? Here, Nate, yeah. Why don't you talk to Frankie, Julia? Go ahead.
What?
Say something.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julia was talking to you, Frankie. Go ahead. How what'd
Julia?
You think of the game?
Me?
What's that?
I thought it was
yes.
Great.
Wait, go ahead, Frankie. What do you want to say?
I said I thought it was very exciting, and I'm glad they won. It was like 6-5. My brother. My brother is Nikki, who we're talking about. Just thought people should
know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Frankie, what do you think about, we were talking earlier about homework. Do you think you get too much homework, or do you think you should be getting some more homework every day?
Not really. My teacher, Miss Stevens, is really nice about homework.
Really?
Oh, that's
yes.
nice.
Smith.
Yeah. But the other sixth grade class has Mr. Bliss, and they say he gives out, like, hours and hours of homework, and they don't get recess, and it's super hard.
Wow. That's kind of mean, isn't it?
What?
Yeah.
He gives out a lot of homework.
Go ahead, Frankie,
what were you saying?
Last year, I was in this one kid's class, and he was, like, the best in the class, and he got straight A's, and now he's in Mr. Bliss's class, and he got 2 C's. And he said because
wow.
It's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So, wait, Nate wants to say something? Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, occasionally my teacher threatens to send us back into, like, Mr. Bliss's room. Like, sometimes. Because she wants us to, like, I don't know, try harder and stuff.
Uncle David.
Yeah. Nate's got to talk closer to the mic there.
Nikki wants to say something.
My teacher occasionally threatens to send us into Mr. Bliss's room.
Okay, Frank, did you say Nikki wanted to talk?
Yeah, Nikki wants to say something. Here you go. Thank you for coming to my game, and thank you for talking about me on the radio.
Oh, that's great. It's Nikki. Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Hi. All right, well, thanks for inviting us. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was one of the most exciting sporting events I've been in a long time.
Yeah, I barely watched it, sort of, because we were playing with Michelle.
What's that?
I was keeping track of the score. I mean, I would occasionally go and look. I was watching it in the beginning. It was a very exciting beginning.
It was like 1-1. Yeah, it was, and especially like the music. But
they got the first score.
Yeah. Well, we were playing with Michelle, and let's talk about Michelle's hiding spot.
Yes, who is Michelle?
Yes, Michelle is Nate's sister.
Little sister. Well, can you tell our other listeners who Michelle is?
Michelle is my cousin, and is Nate's sister, and is Uncle David's. And is David's daughter. And
she's
other.
2.5.
She's 2.5, and she's very cute. And she likes to run around and poke people, and then
and play hide and seek. Can I interrupt for a minute? She ripped my homework.
That's nice.
Yeah, she once ripped out all the notes in my history notebook.
How charming.
Paper in that.
She likes ripping stuff. That's
yeah. She loves playing with paper.
Yeah, I came to that conclusion.
Yeah. She loves taking your shoes off.
And then, like, yelling when it's going to get out of the car. I take my shoes off. She likes to say that.
My brother Nikki has a fish named Carl. Mm-hmm. And my cat, Sammy, is like... Cat Sammy is like tormenting the fish.
Hello.
I'm sorry, we're trying to get some around here.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah. Sorry, we're trying to add a microphone
in.
We're trying to add a microphone so Nick is as well. We have to turn it down a little bit. Frankie, we're gonna have to hang up a little bit. So.
Nate,
don't whistle into the phone.
Can you hear me?
Can anyone hear us?
Well, no. I mean, we're still on. We're still live. So, Nate, unplug that microphone. No, the last one. Yeah, the one. No.
Oh.
Hopefully that'll help. I don't know. We're still going to have to switch mic. We can only have 2 microphones up. Even now, it's still doing it. I don't know why. We're getting some vibrations here.
Weird vibrations.
It's weird vibrations. Good vibrations. All right, so that's the Dave and Chris Show Sports, the Dave and Chris Show Sports Minute. Oh, we didn't talk more about the Falcons? Okay, we talked more about the Falcons. Nate was the bowling ball on the offense and the defensive line. And Nate did very well this year. They made it all the way to the playoffs and won the first game of the playoffs.
Oh.
Well, you have the microphone. You have the microphone, Julia. We're having a conversation. You can go
well,
ahead.
I never pay attention to his games.
Why not? You don't like football?
I don't like it. No.
All right, no.
Yes, we lost in the second round of the playoffs to the Leiden Bears.
Oh, they were pretty good, weren't they?
Yeah, they were good.
They had one really good runner. You guys came out and you did real well, but then you had a couple of fumbles and they had that one guy who could just run. I mean, he was running all over everybody.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing 41-6. But before that, they upset the first team in the playoffs.
Yeah, we actually lost to the team previous to the game that we played. We played the same team. I think we injured two of their people, or maybe three.
Uh-huh.
Like, one just got hurt, like, they just, like, got, an ankle pain or something.
Yeah.
But another one, I think he might have had to go to the hospital.
Oh, that was in the last game? Or was the game before? That was in the first playoff.
That was against Dundee, yeah.
Right, first playoff game.
They
actually had somebody who got their leg hurt. They had to call the ambulance and have them taken off the field. And it's funny, they have paramedics that are standing by, but they're not really paramedics, I guess.
Yeah. Our defensive coach, Coach Andrew, is also a paramedic, and they just told him to get off the field. I don't know why.
That was strange. And then they called an ambulance and had to have him taken off the field on a stretcher, which was kind of strange because he really didn't seem to be hurt that bad. So.
Mhm. And we're not exactly sure who hurt him. I'm thinking it might have been Devo, Devin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We're not sure.
Hard tackle.
Yeah. Devin is one of the strongest people on our team.
It's too bad we don't have instant replay and.
It is too bad.
Youth football, that would have came in handy.
That would have.
Here, should we play another commercial? Let me see here.
All right.
Where's that?
Okay.
We're going to go to a quick commercial.
Yes, we are.
Listen to the Dave and Chris Show.
Homeschooling in Alabama?
Yeah, it's huge in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Out on the farms. That way you don't have to bite his shoes.
All right, here we go. As president of the Southern Gentlemen's Anti-Defamation League, I take umbrage at your remark, Dave.
The Dave and Chris Show, Fridays on WJJ.
The American Southern Gentlemen's Anti-Defamation Association and WJJG would like to reassure listeners of the Dave and Chris Show that the previous comment by Dave is not representative of WJJG's position regarding Americans from the southern states, nor is it endorsed by the ASGAA. WJJG respects listeners from south of the Mason-Dixon line and their sister wives. It would be nice if they could stop eating grits for just a split second and put down this, hey, who wrote this crap? Kill the banjo. Dave!
Yeah. All right, she's saying it's hard to hear us, but the commercials and the phone calls are really loud, and I don't know how to do that. I'm going to have to figure out how to do that before we do our next show. I know how to lower the volume of the commercials, but I don't know how to raise our volume. Oh, wait, we have a live help button. Let's see if we can get live help. Anyway. So here we are back with the Dave and Chris Show on Blog Talk Radio. Sitting in for Chris is my son, Nate, and we will be doing this more on Friday nights starting the day after Thanksgiving. Between now and then, we hope to work out any of these bugs. This Blog Talk Radio is really cool. Nate, if you go on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to a bunch of different kinds of different shows. You can come up with, if you just go in all these different categories and find different talk shows, even some music shows, I think. I didn't really look. But ours is... are we off the air?
What?
I just got an instant message from Tina saying that we are off, that they can't hear us anymore, and I'm wondering if we're off the air.
Uh-oh.
Let me turn to Skype. We're dialing it through Skype. Everything says that we're working. I don't understand why, why should we say we're here?
We're having more difficulties.
More technical difficulties. Well, you know, all I have to do is listen to the tape and see how the tape sounds. I cannot figure out. Everything seems to be saying that we're working. So if there's anybody out there that can hear us, let us know. Send us an instant message through the Perfectly Harmless website on Blog Talk Radio, or you can call in from the website. And all right, I can't figure this out. All right, I think we're going to have to stop for a few minutes. I mean, we're recording now, but what I mean is, how do we actually...
But it's the Dave and Chris show.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to work the music yet. We're going to have to
From Dave's basement.
Yeah, let's see if I can move some music.
Well, I can hear music from your son's video game.
Yes, because he failed to turn it down like I asked him
to. Now, is that a video game or is that a computer game? What's the difference? It's on a computer.
Yeah, it's on a computer.
Dude, are you on our show? I opened a beer for you. I didn't know if you'd want this kind, but I opened it anyway. If you don't drink it, we'll drink it.
What kind is it?
It's Samuel Smith's Nut Brown Ale.
Nut Brown? Does it have nuts in it? Or just brown stuff?
No, you compare it, and that's how, you know, what color it is.
Hey, that's pretty good. And here, look, listen. It was good.
That's my favorite beer. It really needs to be in a glass, but...
I got a glass. I got a glass.
Oh, yeah, let's have a beer glass, man. For those of you listening at home, that other sound you hear is not rats in the studio, but me eating Cheez-Its.
And there's nothing better than the sound of Cheez-Its on the radio, man. All right, we could at some point play, like, music if I can figure out how to do this. Nah, it doesn't matter. We don't need music, right?
I can't believe you're not already chomping on that classic four-cheese homemade macaroni and cheese that I made for you.
Oh, I'm not going to. I'll eat it later. Actually, I was going to take it to work with me tomorrow and eat it for lunch.
It's all yours. It's actually made with I made a custard, an egg custard mixed in with it.
Really?
Oh, dude, man. It's so good.
Hey, have you ever had a 7-Up and... What's an egg cream in New York?
What?
An egg cream? Have you ever had egg cream?
As a drink?
As a drink, yeah.
No.
I saw it on TV one time. It was 7-Up and... something like milk or something.
That's just weird, man.
It is. It sounded really disgusting, but.
What can I say? Did you? Was that you posting on my website about the pickle pops?
You know what? Yeah, I said it was the most disgusting thing I've ever.
Yeah,
that was me. But you know what? Annie thinks it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
And you ought to. We have a friend that works at Kraft, and she has to put together a pamphlet for summertime recipes.
Oh no way! Give me her number, man.
So we said we should call her. Why don't
it's
we?
It's outrageous.
Why don't we call her right now?
Right? What the heck? You know, I tell you, man.
There's nothing worse than somebody helping out in the background.
I know. I had the idea a while back.
If you want to go help out, go tell Mommy you can bring the Stella Doro glasses down so we can have some beer.
Oh, please, would you? I'll pay $1,000 per step. Yeah. In your dreams.
No, come on, Nate. Go
Nate,
ahead.
I'd be forever grateful if you would be so kind as to go get the Stella Artois glasses.
You would get one favor somewhere down the line.
Look, if you do that, then I won't start a rumor that you've got a girlfriend at St. Tars. I mean, a hitch. If you don't do it, I will definitely start that rumor, and that she's retarded. You're going out with the retarded girl. And it doesn't matter if I don't know her name. If I say the retarded girl,
everybody will know who he's talking about.
And if you're retarded and you're listening to this, I just want you to know that I'm using that in its most judicial sense.
If you're retarded and you're listening to this on the internet, you're really not retarded. So.
Yeah, it's true. You can cash in.
We're not
card.
Talking about you.
You shouldn't be getting those government stamps.
So what else is going on today?
Well, I'm not done talking about pickle pops, really.
I'm sorry.
You know, so I had the idea, and I've been wanting to try it, and we killed a jar of pickles, and I was like, ha-ha-ha. You know, and I've got that Tupperware popsicle-making thing. I don't know where I got it. And so I just filled it up. I think the mistake is you can't fill it up with straight pickle juice. It's a little too intense. You got to water it down just a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I filled mine up with straight pickle juice, and it's just...
Too pickly?
You know what? You know, the first time you put it in your mouth, you're like, oh, my God. And you think, I'm never going to touch this again. I'm going to throw this down the sink. And then, like, weirdly, you have this weird moment, and then suddenly you're compelled to finish the entire thing. You rock,
well,
man.
Thank you, Nate, for the...
The sound you just heard is Nathan Haynes delivering Stella Artois glasses. All right, I won't start the rumor that you're going out with the retarded girl. I'll start the rumor that you're going out with a semi-retarded girl.
The really smart girl.
This,
who thinks you're Elvis.
We're playing a little tape while we're trying to figure out how to make the microphones louder.
I was
so
in
testing it now.
Seventh grade.
Yeah.
We had a girl in our school named Norma something. It's really bad when the retarded chick is named Norma because it's almost normal, so you got to call her Normal Norma, you know, or Abby Norma. But she was in love with Michael Jackson. Oh, my God. She was totally... Hey, dude,
who is
way back before his surgery, man. He was rocking back then. And by the way, shut up.
Yeah, stop talking to the peanut gallery over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sorry. You know, it's hard to do this with the dog with his nose up my ass. Hey, dog.
Casper out.
Yeah, I would sneeze, too.
Say out.
Here, have a little more. Go ahead. Come on. See,
out.
If you want it, you don't want it. There you go. But we used to walk up to her and go, Norma. And she'd just go, what? Because she'd see the look on your face. What? And you go, Michael Jackson died. She'd go, oh, wait, it wasn't Michael Jackson. It was Donny Osmond. It was Donny Osmond she was in love with. You go, Donny Osmond died. And she'd start crying. It was terrible. I mean, it was incredibly cruel, but every single person there did it.
Wow. Do you think, you know, I forgot where my train of thought was going.
Because you're looking at the computer while you're doing this. You know, if we get to a radio station, you can't look at the computer while you're trying to do it.
Well, you know what, though? You're trying to do the board and everything, and what I'm trying to do is, you know, we started off talking about pickle pops. I'm trying to open the stupid phone calling thing so that I can call.
All right, we're back. It's the date. Should we start our show open again? Because I think we got the microphones worked out.
Yeah, we can.
Well, except for Nate's. No, you know, it's a problem with the vibration, but I think they're loud enough at least so that we should sound kind of normal. You want to go upstairs and see if we sound okay? Yes, Mommy. She knows. Mommy's upstairs listening on the computer. And it's the Dave and Chris Show back here. Let's play the show open again, just like we're going to start a whole new show with 12 minutes left, all right? That's enough of that.
Okay.
It's Nate and Dave back again on the Dave and Chris Show with Julia filling
yeah,
in.
We don't have
through.
To play the entire theme.
No,
it's only 12 minutes
yeah.
long.
Hey, you know what else that we were going to talk about earlier was Pandora Radio. Since we've got a few minutes,
yeah.
we're going to talk about Pandora Radio. Now, Blog Talk Radio, which is what we're on, is great because it's a talk radio site, and you can put your own talk radio show on. But for people who like to listen to music, I've been recommending to people Pandora Radio because Pandora Radio, it takes – I turned the speakers off. Pandora Radio takes the music you like and then makes up a whole kind of a radio station built around the type of music that you like.
Yeah, like if you make a channel called AC/DC, it'll it'll take the AC/DC genre of music and take all bands and songs related to that.
Yeah, I think it's called the Music Genome Project. And what they do is they take, well, AC/DC like does you know, heavy metal or hard rock and roll guitar based music, and then they'll take all the other kinds of music that's based, that's rock and roll, that's based in a heavy guitar kind of a thing, and they'll add it to your radio station so that you can hear songs that you like. And I mean, I love it when I turn on when I pick a song and then it plays 10 songs. I like all 10 of those songs that are kind of like it. They really do a good job.
Well, Well, I don't like it as much because, like, sometimes I only want to listen to AC/DC. But you can only skip a certain number of songs while you're on Pandora.
Yeah, you can only skip 5 songs per hour. And the reason behind that is because it's a licensing thing. It's basically a radio. So what they're doing is they're telling you, well, you can't just play just AC/DC. You have to play stuff that's like AC/DC because there's licensing restrictions that they have. They have to abide by the laws. So, and you can only skip so many songs per hour for reasons I don't understand. It has something to do with the licensing, too, but I don't understand them. I have, I have like, what kind of channels do you have? You have AC/DC and what other channels did you make?
Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith, and the Halo 3 original soundtrack.
Oh, that's interesting. I have like some country, like Charlie Daniels. I have a Toby Keith. I have Yo-Yo Ma, because sometimes I like symphony music. And I have a John Philip Sousa channel that just plays marching music, but that's mostly just to annoy people at work when I want to annoy people at work. Julia, what kind of channels do you... Oh, Julia is eating an ice cube, so she can't talk right now. But Julie, I know you have a Hannah Montana channel, and you have, is that it? Hannah Montana? And Julie
has
Hannah
a
Montana.
Cheetah Girls, too.
And, oh, and Cheetah Girls, too. And, yeah, Turnkey just instant messaged us that it was copyright restrictions. What did I say? I said licensing. Same thing, but they have copyright protections. Turnkey, I know, is listening at work. He's a guy listening at work.
Turnkey?
But I won't say his real
Turnkey.
Name. Yeah, he's instant messaging us, but I won't say his real name because I don't want him to get in trouble for listening at work. He's listening, you know, somewhere in the city of Chicago in some squad car or police station. He's listening somewhere.
Type.
So you guys ready to go back to school tomorrow or Monday?
No.
But what's so special about this week?
Thanksgiving break. We have a 5-day weekend.
So you only have to go to school Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
we're off on Wednesday. Okay. Then there's Thanksgiving. We're off on Friday, and then there's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so 5-day weekends.
Yay.
That's the second 5-day weekend in like the last 10 days, I think.
Actually,
the first one was 6-day weekend.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago we had a 6-day weekend. Maybe it was 1 week ago.
Oh, good. Julia's back. She can talk again. What was that? What was our list of topics that we were going to do this? What do we have left, guys, before we start running again? Nate, what's the best video games?
Call of Duty World at War, but which I haven't played yet.
Because you're not allowed to play.
Not only that, because I don't know anyone that has it yet.
But if you did know somebody, you wouldn't play it, right? Because you're not supposed to.
No, I would play it. I would play it. I play Call of Duty for it. David Tegan tells me.
Ah, so I have to talk to his parents.
No, you don't.
No, Nate is it's a running argument for the last few years because Nate has restrictions on M games and some T games where there's actual shooting and killing because I read a book called On Killing by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman and met him a few times and we were talking about how these point and shoot human target video games.
Yeah, I don't think I like these guys very much. I mean,
but they actually use these things in the Army to teach soldiers how to shoot. They use them at the police department sometimes when you can actually get
yeah, I can play Full Spectrum Warrior, which is a real-time strategy game, I think.
Right, but it's a strategy game. You don't actually see
blood
gushing out or Grand Theft Auto where you can actually beat up on prostitutes and police officers and stuff.
Well, that's actually very funny because you can, like, get a prostitute into your car. Then you pay him like $70 or whatever. Then you look away.
This
and
is
then,
like my 12-year-old son talking.
Yeah,
about
you can't
thing.
Actually see in through the windshield because it's tinted.
And he wonders why we don't allow him to get it. This is a long
but
conversation.
But really funny because if you have Molotov cocktails with you, then because after they're done, they get out of the car with your money, and then like the way I like you can kill them after they get out of your car. I either throw a Molotov cocktail at them and get my money back, or I drive up to like a cliff or the edge of like an unfinished highway, so that their door is right on the edge of the bridge. And then when they're done, they just step out of the door and they fall down on the bridge. And then they die, and then you can go down and get your money.
So what you're saying is we're building our own little terrorists right here in America by letting them play these stupid video games.
I'm just saying it's a really, like, it's impossible, but really funny. Like, it's kind of hard to do.
The problem is
no
that
one would really be that stupid. I mean, you could totally see out the window.
Hey, you know what? I'm a police officer. I have verifiable proof that people really are that stupid. I've met some people who are so stupid that they do the most stupid things you would not believe. And then wonder why people keep calling them stupid.
Well, yeah, actually, I did ride a motorcycle off a building in Grand Theft Auto 4 once. I accidentally landed on my head.
I'm trying to think. We just had some people that were coming in that were kind of dumb just recently. I'm trying to think of some specific stories, but.
Oh, yeah. How about Nolan? My friend Nolan, his dad has a really big house, right? So when he was like 4 or 5, maybe, or when he was like younger. Yeah, he got lost in the house, and it's not even that big of a house. But he got lost in the house because he was on the second floor, and the stairs are like in the ground, so he couldn't find the stairs. That's how stupid he is. That's how stupid he is.
This is the guy who plays Grand Theft Auto, and then we watched.
Well, actually, it got boring for him, so he traded it in for Call of Duty 4.
Well, you know, seriously though, I mean, I had Lieutenant Colonel Grossman tells stories about one kid who I don't know if I should start getting into stories about that, but it's just that these stories where they act out the video games and they actually do stuff that they think, because they don't realize that, and at some point you get some psychological problem where you stop realizing that everything you do has permanent consequences. So, I mean, that's one of the things that we don't like.
Well, actually,
you sent me an instant message says, "Hey, we'd be out of a job if it weren't for stupid people, so give them a break." Yeah, but I don't want my kids being part of our job.
Well, actually, I saw this one video on YouTube once. It was really funny, actually. Like people, the people in Grand Theft Auto 4 are, their stupidity is exaggerated to the extreme. Okay, every time you. If you get killed, you respawn at a hospital. So if you, like, totally raid the hospital and kill everyone there, then, like, paramedics will come from a hospital on the other side of the city. They won't just come from that hospital. And then,
You see, though, by telling these stories, you realize you're making the point for me and Mommy that, you know, you really should be playing
this game.
Well, I know,
but I'm just saying how funny it is.
What?
And, how exaggerated the stupidity is. And, I saw this video on YouTube where, you have a safe house and stuff, you have an apartment. So if you, and it's, in, a bad neighborhood, right? So if you go out of this apartment, to the street, there will be a guy on the other side of the street, like he's a total hippie. So he'll be, screaming out, look like preaching and stuff. So, I saw this video where the guy goes up to him and then shoots him in both of his knees.
Oh, that's nice.
But he's, right by an ATM, too.
Uh-huh.
So then the paramedics come, the guy gets out, and he just walks over to the ATM, gets some money out, and walks away. While the guy's, laying there on the ground, dead.
Oh, wow.
It was, really weird. I mean, but so funny.
Oh, we're coming up to our we have a few seconds left. We could talk for another minute, but that's what. Yeah, what do you want to say, honey? Here, give Julia. She can have some of the last words about video games. What are your favorite video games?
I don't have any.
Halo 3 is one of the best games too.
Yeah, you play that. What's that website where you play video games? The Not Doppler. What is it called? Not Doppler. Well, you talk to me on the microphone. What kind of games do you like?
Dots.
On notdoppler.com, right?
Dots. Why, you can go there?
Oh, maybe. All right, see, those games are okay, though. All right, we're coming up to the end of the show here, so we have to say goodbye, Julia. Say goodbye.
Bye.
And Dave and Chris, I know Chris is going to be doing a back over the weekend, so check in with the website and keep kind of listening. And we'll be on next Friday.
Bye-bye!
Cow.
Okay.
Can I go on that?
No, I'm